Entrepreneur Weekly interviews the brilliant leaders of today in order to provide a stepping stone of wisdom on the journey to personal business ownership. Now, here's your host, Alan Taylor.
Well, I have a fun and special guest right out of the gate, because how many of you made a New Year's resolution and have already forgot about it? Well, I'm one. Actually, I made a new February resolution. Anyway, we make these New Year's resolutions and, it's like we got short memories. That's the way we are. Entrepreneurs are that way. Amanda Holmes is with us today. She is the CEO of Chet Holmes International, chetholmes.com. You can find her on the web. Amanda, maybe you could tell us a little bit about Chet Holmes International real quick.
Yes, it would be my pleasure, Alan. We have been around for 27 years, assisting over 200,000 businesses worldwide in every industry all around the globe, because trying to grow your business takes a certain skill set. And it's not something that maybe someone that's great at, like we were just talking about auto body, maybe somebody's really great at fixing cars, but they don't know how to grow a business. Or maybe it's a chiropractor that's really great at chiropractic, but they don't know how to build multiple offices. So what we train people on are the 12 core competencies to double sales. So it's all about skills, and really mastering those skills can assist you to grow. Our latest biggest success story was a gentleman that was pre-revenue, jumped up to $67 million in just 5 weeks.
Good Lord. Selling widgets.
I know. Amazing. Amazing.
Wow, so, that's awesome.
It's easier than we think it is. It's just about learning the right skills.
So there is a book that I have not gotten yet, but I am going to put it on my list right now. You're going to tell the world about it, that your father wrote. God rest his soul. Mm. He passed, but he is still, this is a very, very important book. And I've heard about it from a number of people, like, oh, but I know Amanda. And they're like, it doesn't matter. You haven't read the book, you idiot. And I'm like, no, but I will. Your dad wrote the book called?
The Ultimate Sales Machine.
The Ultimate Sales Machine. And your dad, I wish I could have got to meet him for so many reasons, mainly because I love you and I love what you do in your life. But this book is a life changer for business people. Maybe you could talk about the book for a minute.
Yeah. I mean, the most popular thing I hear is I keep the Ultimate Sales Machine within arm's distance from me at all times. Like, most CEOs keep it on their desk or in their bag everywhere they go. Because it's a resource guide that gives great tips on everything from time management to running an effective business meeting to the fastest, least expensive way to double your sales to how to hire sales superstars. I mean, it's just packed with so much great information and such wonderful, riveting stories that really get people involved and enjoy the entertainment of the book. And it's not just that dry stats.
Well, it's
people
interesting.
People really love it.
Yeah,
some people call it their business Bible.
Well, that's why
I hear that the most often.
I got to get it. I got to go get it. But more importantly, I'm looking at some stuff on you that is very interesting. I did not know until right this very second. It says here that with the fact that, you know, you were a singer and you stepped into the CEO role at only 26 years old, And I don't know how old this piece of information is, but it says you have since doubled Chet Holmes International's clients in the last 2 years in a row. But this is probably a couple of years old already. So, I mean, you are your father's daughter.
Thank you. Thank you. Well, I am a straight up product, or I say if I could do it, anybody can do it, right?
Right.
I came in with no business acumen. I mean, other than sitting at dinner with my father and all of his clients and just kind of absorbing it that way, but I didn't have any
formal
all
training.
I did was I sat down with our, I sat down with our institute, which is our online virtual training, and I just watched it for 6 months straight. And then I walked out of it doubling our business 2 years in a row. And then the third year, I took off. I only worked 2 hours a week, which is what we recommend, is teaching how to run a whole team in just 1 hour a week for the different impact areas of your business. And I spent it in the nonprofit that I love so much, Divine Bliss International.
That is so awesome. I can say is that is why I'm here to announce right now that Amanda Holmes is going to become one of our correspondents here for Entrepreneur Weekly. She is an ultimate entrepreneur. She has taken the course, you might say, read the book Ultimate Sales Machine by her father. Her father, Chet Holmes, chetholmes.com. You can find more about Amanda. And when we come back, we're going to talk about, you know, that New Year's resolution that you've already forgotten you made. And we'll call this one a little bit of talk about time management, something we all need to learn how to do better. I'm Alan Taylor. This is Entrepreneur Weekly. We'll be right back with more Amanda.
Stay tuned. There's more Entrepreneur Weekly after these messages. You're listening to Entrepreneur Weekly. Now, here's your host, Alan Taylor.
So what does it mean Amanda Holmes is going to be one of my correspondents? Well, she goes to these events, these amazing, like, I don't know, higher thinking events all over the place. How would you describe these events I'm talking about? These, I guess, higher thinking. That's the only way I can describe it. How would you describe it, Amanda?
Anything about growth, really.
Growth. There you go.
How do you want to grow yourself? How do you want to grow your marketing? How do you want to grow your sales? How do you want to expand your thinking? All of the above.
So, and we're going to give you a microphone and have you take it with you and interview some of these awesome people. And then, of course, come back on this show as well. But let's start out by talking about that, you know, that kind of New Year's resolution that most of us have broken. But to me, if we could all learn how to have better time management, that would be one of those resolutions. And then business happens. S happens, as I like to say. But time management secrets of the billionaires is what you sent me a little note. I'd love to hear what you have to say.
Well, I think that this is even more important than when my father put it into his New York Times bestseller, you know, 7 years ago, because today I just found a research study done by the University of Irvine that said with every interruption that we have, it takes roughly, on average, 25 minutes to be able to come back and get refocused on the task at hand.
Oh, boy.
So
I am screwed. You know that, right?
What I said when I read that, I'm like, oh, my goodness. Well, I mean, how many times a day do we get, you know, little notifications that you've gotten a text message or a notification that you've gotten a Facebook post or an Instagram, or, you know, we're constantly at the mercy of our phones and our computers and our emails, that where is the time to actually be productive? It is gone.
Yeah, totally. Totally. You've got to have, I mean, steps or ways or processes put together, because you just scared the living. I think I just sharp myself. I honestly, I don't know what to do. It's like, I know I'm on my stupid phone. I must be the most unproductive human person in the CEO position of this world, because I have every little bing, bong, bong, bang, and quacking duck noises going. Everything is like, I've got, it's life happening on me all the time. It scares me. So where do we start?
Well, so they're saying that it's like the equivalent of having only 4 hours of sleep. So for some people, they can handle 4 hours of sleep, but for most, you're underperforming in only 4 hours of sleep. So how can you maximize your brain capacity when you're working at your desk, if, especially for CEOs that have, you know, staff? Somebody's always jumping in and saying, hey, got a minute? We call them got a minute meetings. And then a got a minute meeting breaks out. And it's just so difficult to be able to be productive today. So I have 6 steps that assist to increase productivity by 500%. And the great thing about them is it only takes 5 minutes every day. But the key is to be able to have what we call pig-headed discipline and determination to keep the discipline all day, right?
All right.
So 5 minutes a day, discipline all day.
All right, so
they're very simple, though.
I think that my wife has been very right then when she says to me, I'm pig-headed, but I've just been using it in a wrong way. Wow, pig-headed discipline.
In our world, it's a great thing. It's a good thing.
Oh, all right. Well, so can you do you have time to walk us through these 6 steps so that people, then roll, baby. We got about a minute. We got to take a break, and then we'll come back and do the other 5.
Well, you want to make sure that you write these down. So the first one is touch it once. Mm. Touch it once. So let's say that you have an email. How many times do you go back and revisit that email? way too many times.
Yeah.
Email management in itself is a whole session that I could do on time management, but touching it once. So if you know that you're going to open an email, you immediately organize it, whether it goes into a certain folder, whether you send them back saying, you know, I'll reply back to this in a certain amount of time. It's so important to touch it once, because let's say that you revisit emails about 15 minutes every day, which is probably a very small percentage of how much people actually spend. That equates, if you did just 15 minutes of rereading emails a day, that equates to 6 weeks worth a year. So that's 6 weeks of productivity that you would get back in your year if you just did this one first step.
Okay, now I'm sure that I have to go change my undies, because you just whacked me in the head with a big whack-a-mole bat. You know, I am so completely stupid, because I'll open it, somebody will interrupt me, I'll go back, and then I go, oh, I didn't flag it. Is that the one I read? Is this the one I read? Is that the one? OMG. All right, Amanda Holmes with us. 6-step process that we are teaching you to increase productivity 500%. Entrepreneur Weekly will be right back.
Listening to Entrepreneur Weekly. Now, here's your host, Alan Taylor.
My Amanda. Oh, that's a different song. Amanda Holmes joining us. She's the CEO of Chet Holmes International. I'm Alan Taylor. This is Entrepreneur Weekly. Entrepreneur Magazine on newsstands everywhere. Pick up an issue. This is the real deal, though. I mean, we're dealing with life unfolding in real time. And we do this fun show twice a week. I have 2 hours a week, each one a little bit different. All I can say is you have to listen, because if I haven't had enough to eat or sleep or drink, every show is different. And I'm on this Master Cleanse diet right now, Amanda, and I have not eaten anything in 5 days.
Amazing.
You know, I feel so much better. I've lost just under 11 pounds.
And
I'm like, wow, it's a lot of water weight or a lot of schnitzel. I don't know what's going on there, but something's happened. But I feel better, but I am definitely a little goofy, so forgive me for that. All right, so we're going through how to come up with time management steps that will help you guys increase productivity 500%. This is the Time Management Secrets of Billionaires from Amanda Holmes. Mm-hmm. And okay, so we did one, which is touch it once. And that would be your email. And so what you're saying is, just so that I can get this out of my brain, is that if I click on that email, I better deal with it and deal with it 100%, so I'm done with it. Am I right?
Yes.
All right. So now, and even if that's moving it into another box to show somebody else, or forwarding it to somebody, or copying or responding, whatever it is, which I think I got to tell you, wow, man, I'm dealing with all kinds of interesting things right now. I am a complete insane lunatic fringe entrepreneur. And the reason why I am is because I love it. And what I love about it, my wife doesn't so much love about it. My kids don't so much love about it. But I just feel completely energized by doing deals, buying real estate, buying cars, buying things. You know, I buy them, but I have, it's all the art of the deal, as Donald Trump wrote his book about. So if you can buy something and make a profit on it, I always told my wife, look, I want to buy that car, but I can make 10 grand selling it. She's like, well, if you can make money, go ahead. Oh, got a new Corvette, whatever it might be, you know? So it's the art of the deal. All right, so we did step number one, which is touch it once. Step number two, Amanda?
Step number two is to make daily lists of the 6 most important tasks to accomplish. This is not about writing the 40 things that you have to do today. Okay, it's what are the 6 most important tasks? Because if we just have 6, then we can manage our day so that that day you truly have done something productive that's meaningful, that's moving your business to the next level. So it's 6 important tasks.
Okay.
That's step number two.
Okay. All right. Okay. And can I ask about, is there a reason for 6 and not 5 and not 7? Is it like something you guys have practiced and you're like, well, I did 5. I could do 6. Add one more. I mean, is there a reason, or is it just where you landed?
You know, 6 is usually just enough to make it fit in your day. For me, I'm usually, I want to do 50 things.
Right, me
but
too.
Whenever I do this process, right, to just focus on the six most important, it just ends up being right about perfect.
Yeah, right, right.
So some days you may have five, some days you may have seven, but if you stay in that idea of, well, what are my six most important? And they're not always the things you want to do, right?
Right.
I'd much rather play with this, right?
Right.
So what are the six most important? That's really the key there.
So underline most important. Gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Number three.
Okay. Number three is plan how long each task will take. So let's say that you're a new entrepreneur and you're just starting your business. You want to say, okay, prospecting is one of my six things that I need to do. And if you're very new and you don't have many clients, 4 hours a day, just allocate that 4 hours a day you're going to spend prospecting. Or if it's a typical salesperson, maybe it's just an hour and a half every day. So that prospecting or generating new leads or getting new clients, put how much time it takes. So for me, I'll put maybe, you know, follow up on a client proposal and that'll take me 30 minutes. And then the next thing I have to do is build out a marketing campaign. Then that'll probably take me an hour. So you want to plan out your day so you're being proactive instead of reactive. So we started this conversation talking about all of the different interruptions that get us to look this way, look that way, instead of the most important things that you need to do in the day. So now you schedule in time where you do check social media, where you do check your emails. You're being proactive about that time. Mm. So let's say that you're a CEO, right? Just like you, Alan, and you have people that work for you. So you schedule 15 minutes I have allotted for got a minute meetings, for if any client has a problem, for if you need to check your emails. So you've allotted time in your schedule so you can be proactive about being reactive in whatever's coming to you in your business instead of letting it swoosh you away and take you off of your tasks of doing the most important things that day.
I love it. I love it. I love it. We're walking through a six-step process to increasing productivity 500%, time management secrets of the billionaires, Chet Holmes International. That's how you can find Amanda. And you know what, Amanda?
Mm.
Wow! I feel good.
That's right. Time to take a break. All right, we got three more for you. This is all about time management. My friend and now correspondent of this show, you're going to hear some really interesting stuff. She goes, hey, I got one of the sharks from Shark Tank. I'm like, oh, no, you're more important than they are. So you go first. All right, we're going to take a little break. Be right back with more. The next three and most important steps, I think they're all important, of these increasing that productivity of 500%. We'll be right back. Entrepreneur Weekly.
So nice, I got you.
Listening to Entrepreneur Weekly. Now, here's your host, Alan Taylor.
Our guest today is Amanda Holmes, and she is giving the secrets, time management secrets of the billionaires on our show today. We've gone through three, and Amanda Holmes is the CEO of ChetHolmes.com, Chet Holmes International. Her dad wrote the book, Ultimate Sales Machine, New York Times bestseller. All right. Number one was touch it once. And that's when we're talking about emails, making sure that you don't go back and searching around for your wasting time. Number two, make your daily list of the six most important tasks. This is all about how to have 500% more productivity. Number three, plan how long each task should take, part of that time management, and be proactive versus reactive. I'm writing this stuff down. I hope you guys are at home too. Management is a huge thing. If you're the manager, you better know how to manage your time. I'm guilty, like everybody else, about being pig-headed about not knowing all these little secrets. That's why, you know, now I'm going to be pig-headed because I'm writing this stuff down. All right, let's go to number four of the six.
Well, you bring up a really good point there, Alan, and I'll throw out another stat for you because I have a research company that gives me these things.
Okay.
So you're 7 to 8 times more likely to implement something when you write it down.
Mm, excellent.
So the fact that you're writing it down right now gives you 7 to 8 times more likelihood of implementing.
I'm going to, damn it.
Right. Okay, good. So I'll give you number 4. See, these are super simple. It only takes 5 minutes. If you start your day doing this, 5 minutes, the impact, your first day, you will go, I can't believe that I've gone my whole life without these. It's so phenomenal.
I'm writing that down, too, because that's an important factoid. 5 minutes every day. Right. This isn't like you got to sit down and spend an hour doing this. So number 4,
right.
Okay?
Okay, number 4 is assign the time slots for accomplishing your project. So we've already picked the top 6, and then we're going to say, okay, so this one that's going to take me 30 minutes, I'm going to do it from 8 to 8:30. Then the next thing that I'm doing is going to be from 8:30 to 9. And then I schedule in my 15 minutes for being reactive to respond to social, to respond to email, to respond to clients.
Wait a minute. Hold it. I didn't hear a smoke break in there. What's going on?
Yeah. Right. If you need a smoke break. For me, I just ate some cheese. I'm in Wisconsin right now.
Oh,
I took a break
Wisconsin.
To eat Wisconsin's cheese.
Nice.
It was amazing. Put that in there. Yeah. Okay. I'm a big proponent of giving yourself that break. And with this, you'll see how much more productive you are while also taking time for you. So I'm very big about meditating. I will take the time to set it apart and do my breathing exercises and doing my meditation. It's really just whatever you want to be able to dive in, get what you need done faster, better, smarter.
By the way, 7-minute meditation. You can find a 7-minute meditation at antidoteforall.com. 7 minutes, not a weird, wacky meditation. It's literally just kind of like you just said, it's more of a calming thing. And I have found it to really be a good one for me. So personally, antidoteforall.com. And because so many people, they never take that moment, like you said, and I wrote, assign time slots in your day for every little thing, right? And then I put management. This is all, again, parts of these management. So if we want to become 500% more productive, we've got to manage our days better. I get this. I love it. It's simple. And I'm so glad that it's laid out in these 6 steps. But making sure you also take time for you. And that's that little meditative time. And very important. So I just wanted to put a little cherry on top with that. All right.
I love that.
Yeah.
Okay, so number 5 is focusing on the difficult projects first.
Mm. So face life head on, right?
Yeah. That's a hard thing that we see also in my business is that CEOs have a hard time. Maybe they've had a staff for years, and they're seeing them underperform, and they have it on their to-do list that they need to talk to them about their performance, or they need to, you know, let them know that they need to be let go. And I've been the same way where I've just waited and waited and waited for that. But if you have it downward, these are the top 6 things you need to do, and you know that that's something that's really hurting your business.
Right.
Starting to do this as, okay, that's the first thing I'm going to do today. So you just really tackle it head on. The amount of satisfaction at the end of your day, that is what really just boggles my mind, is I feel so much more satisfied with my day, which is something that we don't really promote in our culture, I think.
I agree.
The idea of satisfaction.
Well,
you know, it's all about what can you strive for? What can you hustle for? What can you do? But this is just feeling that you've accomplished something really remarkable.
You know, I got to tell you too, because this is so important, and I'm going to give you an illustration in my own life. And you know, at this age of my life, I've had a lot of crap happen, okay? That's all there is to it.
Mm-hmm.
But one of these things that happened to me was that I had a dear friend come to work for me in about 2008-ish time frame when the real estate market was down, and he was a builder, and man, he lost his home, and we've been friends for a long time, and so I was remodeling my home because people needed work. So I thought, well, I'm an entrepreneur. I take advantage of the opportunity. People need work. They've got skills. I'm going to put them to work when they don't have it. That, to me, I can get a good deal and also give them, you know, some work. So I'm remodeling my home. So I said to him, hey, man, come work for me and you can be our kind of our general contractor guy that's overseeing things. So I delegated to him, and like 2 years we worked on this amazing house that I get to live in now that I call my own because to me, you know, we're just kind of guardians of stuff that we're gifted in life by our God, you know. And I just think to myself, I am so lucky to live here. And it's not some big fancy thing, but I love my house. And so this guy helped me to create this dream come true. A dear friend, But when it was over, I thought maybe he would go and get a job, but he didn't want to. So I said, look, you're not, you know, you're not moving on in essence, and you need to move on. He goes, there's still nothing. And I went, well, look, I can't pay you what I was paying you to be the contractor of that, because that was your skill and that's what I needed at the time. But the only job I have right now is like, you know, a minimum wage job to just shuffle papers and do. He goes, dude, I'll take it. This is a full grown man with children and everything. So now for a year, I was paying him 10 bucks an hour. I felt so bad, Amanda. It was terrible. You know, I finally had to go to him and I said to him, brother, I've got to fire you because you are not moving on. You are not going out into the world and just taking everything you have and putting your life and your skills and your everything to that next thing. You know, I mean, it was the hardest thing I did in my life was to fire a good friend. Do you know he's back doing fantastic again? And I don't know how long he would have stayed, and I needed to be strong for him. So sometimes people, we need to be strong for others. And sometimes that's firing somebody or saying, you know, like him, I've got to let you go. I've got to cut you loose. So this, you know, doing these things, these difficult things, number five, focused on the difficult tasks first, are so important. And maybe sometimes it's not all about us. It's about the other person. So let me take a break. We'll come back with number six, and hopefully it will be the thing that makes me increase my productivity 500%. Oh, God, I'm so excited. Can't wait through this commercial. We'll be right back. It's Entrepreneur Weekly.
Stay tuned. There's more Entrepreneur Weekly after these messages.
Oh my, oh my, oh my. I know. See, tough love. I do give love a bad name sometimes, you know, when you tell the stories that you fire your best friend. But I did it because it was the right thing to do. It was the thing he needed. And, you know, we're still best friends. It was a little tough time there for a little while. But today when I see him, you know, in the store or wherever I see him in town at dinner, man, there's a love that goes between us that is like no love that two men should have properly, if you know what I'm saying. Anyway, we're buddies, and you know, it's like everything can work out right if you do it with the proper, you know, love in your heart. So anyway, I just wanted to put a little bow on the end of that. Amanda Holmes is joining us, CEO of Chet Holmes International. Her dad wrote the book Ultimate Sales Machine. She is the product of that Ultimate Sales Machine. The man, ChetHolmes.com. You can find more about that company. They do amazing things and help CEOs to become more productive. And we're talking about the six steps that are increasing productivity for me right now. I hope that you're writing them down fast. I'm going to blow through them. Number one, with emails and stuff, because they're consuming, touch it once and move on. Finish that project. You know, whatever it is, deal with it. Don't try and look for it and go back to it. Number two, daily list. List the six most important tasks. And then guess what? Number three, plan how long each one of those tasks should take. Part of that time management situation. Be proactive rather than reactive. And this is all fantastic advice. Number four, assign time slots in your day. Again, fantastic time management so that you can have time for yourself. Make sure you manage and slot in a little time for yourself for a meditation or a walk or whatever it is. Number five, focus on the most difficult thing in your task list, those six things that you're going to deal with that day. Focus on the most important and difficult thing first. And I just told my story, and now that brings us with Amanda Holmes to number six.
Well, let me tie one more thing to number five, because sometimes the most difficult projects are the ones that feel so overwhelming that you could never get them done. So for instance, my father was running 12 different companies all at once, and everyone kept saying, you need to write a book. There's so much great material that you have. And he's like, how would I ever do that? I'm running 12 different businesses. But what we teach is that things can be so simple if you just do them 1 hour a week. So what he did was every Monday night from 7 to 8 p.m. after his workday, he worked on his book. It took him 2 years, but ultimately it became a New York Times bestseller and has sold hundreds of thousands of copies all because he spent that 1 hour a week. Now, it took the pig-headed discipline and determination, right, the PhD, like I said before,
right,
to be able to hold that and make sure that he continually kept coming back to it. But that difficult project could be that one thing that you know will make all the difference in your business, but you just can't quite get to it, So difficult project could be something you really don't want to do, or it could be something that just feels so massive that you can't take it or have that massive undertaking. So right, just chunking it down to 1 hour a week could make all the difference.
Well, this reminds me to a point of my life when I was about your age. So it's been 25 years ago. I hit a tough spot. It was in 1992, I'm going to say. There was a kind of a recession and things weren't going so well. And man, business was bad. And I was like looking for mentors to give me some advice. And the best piece of advice I got, I'll give it right here, and it goes along with what you were saying, is how do you eat an elephant? And I was like, what? How do you eat an elephant? And I was like, well, I don't know. You start with the tail? I don't know. He says, no, one bite at a time. So you take those difficult things and you deal with them one at a time. Start with the most important and the most difficult, perhaps. But that's our day, is, you know, one bite at a time. And then after a while, you look back and you, wow, ate that whole elephant, in essence. Right?
Oh, I feel that. I climbed Kilimanjaro back on my, like, 26th birthday.
Oh my gosh.
And it was kind of a last-minute thing. Someone said, hey, you should come with me to Africa. Let's climb the largest freestanding mountain in the world. And I said, you know what? I'm not doing anything on Monday. It was Thursday. So I got on the plane. And it's 19,370 feet up in the air. And when we started the first day, I was already nauseous because I'm very sensitive to altitude sickness, which, obviously, hey, note to self, do not climb very large mountains when you're sensitive to altitude. I'll just tell you that right now. It's not a good idea. But I mean, I'm looking at this going, there is no way I'm going to get to the top of that mountain, but I've already paid and I'm here in Africa, so I guess I have to do it. And how did I get there? It just took one step at a time. And especially on climbing Kilimanjaro, you can't walk very fast or you'll just pass out.
Right.
Especially me, because I was so sensitive. So every step took like 3 seconds. It felt like the slowest thing, because I'm one to run. Like, I run. I get things done.
When did you say that? When did you do that? What year?
I was 25.
And so what year was it that you did that? Let me just think about this.
It was 4 years ago.
So 4 years ago, a friend of mine, Simon Leslie, climbed Mount Kilimanjaro.
I climbed with Simon Leslie.
I know you did. He told me, he says, oh, tell Amanda I said hi.
Oh my gosh. Well,
small world, right?
That is a small world.
Too funny. All right, so we haven't gotten to number six. So number six coming up next in the amazing six steps to increasing your productivity 500%. These are the time management secrets of billionaires, from Amanda Holmes, President and CEO of Chet Holmes International. I'm Alan Taylor. You're listening to Entrepreneur Weekly. Amanda is now going to be one of our correspondents. You're going to hear from her more. Isn't she brilliant? I love her. We'll be right back.
There's more Entrepreneur Weekly after these messages. Listening to Entrepreneur Weekly. Now, here's your host, Alan Taylor.
I hope you've been writing them down, because I'm not going to repeat them again. I'm getting tired of it, because now I could almost do this show by myself, because I know all these awesome six steps to increasing productivity 500% from Amanda Holmes. But you're right. So as I've been writing them down, I'm remembering them. It's like there's like a memory in my it's called memory. Anyway, all right, we are at the number six now, the final of the six steps to increasing management and productivity 500%. And I can tell you, these are wonderful, simple things that, you're so right, will definitely work. So what do we got? Number six.
So the six is something just very simple. It's just ask yourself, will it hurt me to throw this away?
Oh!
How many?
I'm a hoarder. I'm a hoarder. Oh! My kids call me a hoarder. I'm in trouble on this one, everybody.
It's a good thing to just say, you know, will it hurt me to throw this away? Because 72% of the things filed will never get referenced again. So It's a very simple one. Just imagine if you woke up in the morning and before you started your day, before somebody swayed you this way or somebody swayed you that way, if you just took out a pen and paper, this is what I do. I like to have it on a pen and paper because it's separate from my computer and separate from my phone. It's just stationary on my desk. I write down those top six things that are most important to me. I put how much time it'll take for each one, whether it's 30 minutes, 15 minutes, 90 minutes. And then I also schedule those times to be reactive and take emails and take, you know, calls from clients or call out to clients or respond on social. And then I put them into my day for time slots, you know, from 8 to 8:30, I'm doing this. From 9 until 10 o'clock, I'm doing this. I'm sending 10 to 11 to spend my time doing a yoga something, a vinyasa something. And being able to put this all down completely transformed. So the reason this is so productive is because my father created it. He was working for Warren Buffett's business partner, Charlie Munger. And he had doubled the sales of 9 different divisions for Charlie Munger. And it had gotten to a point where he couldn't handle all of his staff, all of the things coming at him left and right. So he created this system that him and all of his staff followed, and it completely transformed to be able to handle the massive amounts of growth happening in every division.
Wow. Well, the first 5 were totally awesome. I'm not even going to repeat number 6. I don't know. Hoarders cannot. I'm a member of the Hoarders of America Club, and I'm just afraid that the number 6. Anyway, there's 5 really great things you can do to increase productivity 400%, evidently. Is that right, Amanda? Yep. 400%.
500.
No, because we
over here.
No, because we can't tell about number 6, so I'm reducing it by at least 25%. I'm a hoarder. I can't help it. Oh, no. You know what's funny is my dad's a hoarder, too. I mean, I'm not really a hoarder. Oh, yes, I am. But anyway, my dad is a hoarder because they said to me the other day, they said, you know, your dad's 90 years old. He's got 2 storage containers of everything that his business has done since 1960.
Oh, man. I'm surprised it's only in 2. We have 2 storage sheds for the 27 years that we've been in business.
Yeah, well, these are big storage containers, okay?
Wow.
Oh, so man. You know what? Here's what I've learned in the last few days of my life, all right? I'm going to bring it all the way full circle. I love your 6-step process here, even though I am a total admitted hoarder of, because I just love my stuff, if you know what I mean. But I have learned, you've got to learn how to let things go. And you know what taught me that, Amanda? It was a funny little meme, you know, a little picture on Facebook. And I want to just illustrate it for you just for a moment. There was a picture. The first thing I saw as I was scrolling through Facebook was this beautiful picture of this beautiful, like, monarch-looking butterfly, but it was like turquoise green and all these beautiful greens and blues, and the background was blue. And as I looked closer, the butterfly was actually had a little piece of thread going down to a big rock. And all it said was, "Let Shiznit go." It actually said the real word, but I can't say it on radio.
Oh,
but
okay.
I got so much from that because I am such a hoarder, but you got to learn how to let stuff go. And so much so that even in our personal lives and our relationships and our traumas, if we could let things go and move on with life, then we could be more productive in everything, relationships and business. And I so much appreciate Amanda Holmes for giving us these 6 steps. And thank you so much. Thank you for being part of my life and our life here at Entrepreneur. You're just such an asset to us. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
My pleasure.
All right. You can find her, by the way, ChetHolmes.com. She's the CEO of Chet Holmes International. That's it. We out of time. I'm going to go let stuff go, like this show right now. So we'll see you next week right here on Entrepreneur Weekly.
This program is copyrighted by Entrepreneur Media Incorporated.